Welcome back to Page of the Wind, the podcast where we read a page of Patrick Rothfuss's Name of the Wind and then talk about it. This is page 100. Whoop, whoop. Sound. He sighed before calling out, "Bast, bring up some cider, would you?" An indistinct reply echoed from a doorway at the back of the room. "Bast," Quoth chided, seemingly too quiet to be heard. "Shag down here and get it yourself, you hack!" the voice shouted up from the basement. "I'm in the middle of something." "Hired help?" Chronicler asked. Quoth leaned his elbows on the bar and smiled indulgently. After a moment, the sound of someone climbing a set of wooden stairs in hard-soled boots echoed from the doorway. Bast stepped into the room, muttering under his breath. He was dressed simply, black long-sleeved shirt tucked into black pants tucked into soft black boots. His face was sharp and delicate, almost beautiful, with striking blue eyes. He carried a jug to the bar, walking with a strange and not unpleasant grace. "One customer," he said reproachfully, "you couldn't get it yourself. You pulled me away from Kellam Tintur. You've been harping on me to read it for nearly a month now. Bast, do you know what they do to students at the university who eavesdrop on their teachers?" Quoth said archly. Bast put a hand on his chest and began to protest his innocence. "Bast?" Quoth gave him a stern look. Bast closed his mouth and for a moment looked as if he was about to try and offer some explanation. Then his shoulders slumped. "How did you know?" Quoth chuckled. "You've been avoiding that book for a mortal age. Either you had suddenly become an exceptionally dedicated student or you were doing something incriminating." "What do they do to students at the university who eavesdrop?" Bast asked curiously. "I haven't the slightest idea. I was never caught. I think making you sit and listen to the rest of my story should be punishment enough. But I forget myself," Quoth said, gesturing to the common room. "We are neglecting our guest." Chronicler seemed anything but bored. As soon as Bast... And that was page 100.
We did it! 100 pages!
Woo! Woo! Guys, I think we should all give ourselves a pat on the back.
Listeners, you can't see it, but there's confetti raining from the ceiling.
We've got a couple of, like, party poppers.
Yeah, I got a cake. So let's discuss the page before we
get too excited.
Maybe, yeah.
It's a we didn't cake. Even intro ourselves, though.
Oh, that's right. I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Jeremy.
But you knew that.
Hopefully, if you've been listening to 100 pages.
So let's get right into it. This introduction of Bast reads like the first introduction in a book.
Yeah, it's sort of a reintroduction.
I almost wonder if this is where Rothfuss started the story at one point, and this is left over from that. If this was Bast's first introduction in an earlier draft of the book.
Maybe.
I don't mind.
I think it's because we're seeing him from Chronicler's perspective, because this is the first time Chronicler is meeting him. We're getting a sort of reintroduction to him. Because Quoth has been around Bast long enough to not find his gracefulness or the way he dresses unusual. So maybe that's why we didn't get a super detailed description of Bast earlier.
Well, you touched on it a while back, how it's an amateurish thing to write a list of, like, they are tall and handsome with, and they're dressed in black, and they tuck their blacks into their blacks. This seems to, like, sure, it's a reintroduction now within the greater book, but if this was a more inexperienced writer taking a first pass at a book, this might be how they introduce a character that we haven't seen before, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Although, it doesn't strike me as an obtrusive description.
No, it's not terrible. There's a few moments of this where Rothfuss makes choices that feel a little out of character based on how sophisticated I know he can be. And I always wonder when these come up if they're left over from earlier drafts.
Mm.
I appreciate the way that Bast is described here because, as a visual person, it gives me an image of Bast, and I like the idea of being able to have a little more to base my visual image of the character on.
Yeah, I forgot that he dressed all in black.
I also forgot that.
Oh, it's also a little out of character, because earlier on in the book, we've seen Bast jump right to work when there's work to do in the inn.
He was busy eavesdropping.
I ain't been dropping no eaves, sir, honest.
I suppose so, maybe that's a tell. Because if there were actually people there, he would jump right to work.
Yeah, there's one customer.
Right, but maybe the tell is that he knows only one customer because he's been eavesdropping.
Yeah.
And that it's not really a customer.
Yeah.
And actually, he does sort of jump right to work. Like, sure, he yelled at Quoth, like, "Come get it yourself, you hack," but then he did it.
Yeah.
He didn't stay downstairs.
Only because his boss yelled at him.
Yeah, but he yelled at him, and then he yelled back, and then he didn't need to be yelled at a second time to get to work.
No, he doesn't. He gets. Quoth says he chides Bast, seemingly too quiet to be heard. Maybe he names him, or maybe he it's.
Or maybe no, Bast he's has just very being good hearing.
Warning. He's just being like Bast.
But he's also too quiet to be heard, maybe because he knows that Bast is actually eavesdropping.
Or he's just being polite because he doesn't want to embarrass anyone in front
but
of
But it's too quiet to be heard. If Bast... If
almost he, too quiet to be heard, not too quiet to be
seemingly
heard.
Seemingly too quiet to be heard.
As yeah, if, so it's not. If it seems to be, then it is not.
No, it seems to be, so it's like, well, how come he heard him? Because it seems like he couldn't have heard him.
I think you were reading way too much into this.
I think you two are funny.
I think it's meant to point at the supernatural.
No. He's just going Bast. I don't think so.
Maybe it's a little bit of both. He's saying it very quietly. Bast also has unnaturally
good
hearing.
Stop trying to be the peacemaker here.
Why?
Because Jeremy is wrong.
Aww. It's okay. Jeremy thinks the same thing about you.
Yeah. Jeremy being the pacemaker again.
Difference is that I'm correct. Yes, Jordana the pacemaker, making sure our hearts beat.
So if you fall to the ground, I'll CPR you.
Jordana, what is your favorite line on this page?
It's Jordana okay, I don't have to read
Jordana
it.
Jordana wanted to read this page.
I did. I wanted to read this page for...
So she could read the line that says...
No, I'm going to mess it up because you're putting too much pressure on me.
If you don't, I'll do it.
Fine. I mean,
you won't get to read it at all.
Shag down here and get it yourself, you hack.
We don't get Shag again, certainly not in this context.
Like, don't we?
Not use this
Do we
way.
Get hack again?
I don't think so either.
You hack.
Yeah.
He's we'll making see. Fun of it like you it's almost like calling him a ham, you know? I think he's like he's ribbing him for his like
Well, I wonder if he's using it in the same way we use it, because he's not using Shag in the same way we use Shag.
Mm. Yeah. Or, well, I mean, I feel like somewhere in the English-speaking world they use Shag in that context, but maybe
I don't
not.
Think so. I mean, I've never heard it that way. It's like schlep.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's using it in the sense of schlep.
Yeah, and so, like, it's almost like...
Oh my god, what if he's meant to be Yiddish this whole time? We've been reading his accent wrong. The Fae are just Yiddish.
Just Hebrew. Aleph is the first, the first namer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... I enjoy that they note here that he moves with a strange but not unpleasant grace.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get more of that on the next page, too.
I know. But I love it.
I think that's chunky and cliche. I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm with Jordana here. It's awesome. It's so good.
I understand why you think it's cliche, and I don't disagree that it's cliche, but I also... enjoy that it's there. I'm also a sucker for cliche stuff.
Yeah, I disagree that it's a cliche, and B, if it is a cliche, it's an awesome cliche that we should use all the time. Until we ruin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cliches are cliches because they're popular things.
Cliches are cliches because they work.
You're supposed to be the peacemaker. Now you're ganging up on me.
Maybe it's because you're wrong.
Have you considered? Cliches are cliches for a reason, and the reason is that they work.
Okay, I don't think all cliches work. I think that if this one is in fact a cliche, that it works, and that I enjoy it.
Okay, I get it. Let's move on.
But also, he goes on to talk about it on the next page in more detail, and the detail makes it less of a cliche.
That's true. Yes, fine. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that Quoth is smart enough to know that Bast is definitely not reading Selm Tincture.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another tell, is that he knows Bast would never read it.
Actually be doing the work.
Yeah.
I also like that he threatens him, but he doesn't actually know. He's like, I don't know what they did. I never got caught.
Yeah, I was better. Funny. I was better at it than you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he also wants an audience. I think making you sit and listen to the rest of my story is punishing him. I think he actually just wants some of the more audience.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a reason.
Also, I don't believe that Bast has never heard this story before. You know? I feel like Bast must have heard the story of his life before.
I don't think so. I think Bast knows parts of it.
Mm.
Part of the parts he was there for. But I think he's mentioned a few times. Like, he comments a few times, I never knew that, Reshi.
You know, yeah, you're right.
Maybe he knows the broad strokes.
Or maybe he hasn't heard it from Quoth.
Yeah.
He's heard it from someone else.
Yeah, maybe he's heard, you know, he's heard the legends, bits and pieces.
Possible.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, I'm out of stuff.
Out of stuff for page 100.
We covered 100 pages.
Congratulations, everybody. We did it.
That's great. We can finish the podcast now.
Congratulations to you too, the listener.
We are not halfway yet, you know that, right? We're a seventh of the way.
What?
Not quite.
I thought you said this page was 100. This book was 100 pages long.
We are one Chandrian through this book.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
I like that. One Chandrian.
So we just...
Let's count in Chandrians, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, let's count in Chandrians. Good idea. Wow. Well, we made it this far, and so did you, listeners. Thanks for sticking with us. If you can stick with us for 6 more of these, you will be champions. Not Chandrians, but champions.
Which would you rather be, a champion or a Chandrian?
Write in and tell us.
I feel like that's an obvious answer.
Yeah, and the answer is Chandrian.
No, the Chandrian are all sad. They have such like
they're all
bad
like
luck.
Awesome supernatural monster people.
To be fair, we only know about 2 of them, and Haliax might not even really be a Chandrian. Anywho, we'll get
fine.
To that.
And Cinder's cool as hell.
Cinder's a wanker.
Oof.
We can have this conversation another day, boys.
Yeah, we're gonna have a long talk about Cinder in a few dozen pages. Well, thanks for sticking with us all this time. Hope you can stick with us for another 6 of them. And we'll see you tomorrow for page 101 of
Page
of
the Wind.